from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bakers, goodness saken, you want a podcaster that brings you lulls at not faking. You say, wait a second, is this the 1980s or 90s or a playlist, or is this a sleep podcast, or neither? And I'd say, you got no money, got no car. You got no lulls. Well, soon they'll be coming from not far. The lulls will be not far from me and you soon, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, before we get going here, I just want to let you know Sleep With Me exists from, it grows from a place of empathy and compassion, and it exists because of that, because you are important and your needs are important, your rest is important. And when I stand in that fertile soil that so many of you have helped to cultivate, it reminds me how important every member of our community is. And that means standing with the AAPI members of our community. It means saying Black Lives Matter. It means taking steps to be a part of positive change. So there's organizations you could connect with to learn more or to take steps right in our show notes. It also means if you need extra help right now, there's links to organizations you could connect with. I'm here for you, but there's other things out there. You know, take one more step too if you need to. I'm here to put you to sleep, but if you need more or you want to be a part of more, there's links right in our show notes for both those things. Thanks so much. And here's the ways I'm able to be here for you twice a week for free. All right, everybody, this is Scoots here, and this is where I kind of talk about support for the show. You've probably been hearing me, but here's the thing. I'm only trying to get this message out to 1 out of 100 people. Like, if you're that 1 out of 100 people, you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me, you get a lot out of the show, you listen to it on a regular basis, it makes your life better. That's 100 people, right? 100 regular listeners. I need one of you. Are you that one person who's willing to support the show right now? Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or set an alarm or a reminder right now to do it tomorrow. I don't know. Are you that? Think about it, if you're that one person or not. And then if you are, I'm going to pause for a second and give you a second to do one of those three things. Because if you're that one person who's going to take action, you have the power to change the trajectory of the show, like the future of Sleep With Me in 2025 for you and 99 other people. It's kind of like you're getting insurance for your sleep and your, you know, peace of mind at bedtime. You're supporting your boyfriend, but you're also supporting it for the other 99 people. So you might support the show for that if you're that one person. You might be that one person who wants more. You want all intro episodes. You want all night episodes. You want cool bonus episodes. You want ad-free episodes. But I hope you're that one person out of 99. If there's 99 people that are like, no way, not interested, somebody else will do it, that's fine. I just need one person. So are you that one person who's willing to support the show? If you are, right now or tomorrow, send a reminder and go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to support the show, don't worry about it. I'm on it. Your boyfriend is working on it. And we're here to keep you company and put you to sleep. And thank you so much for counting on us to do that for you on a regular basis. Thanks and good night. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is a lot of things. Odoo is award-winning management software. Odoo is total control of your entire company in one place. Odoo is a suite of fully integrated applications for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. Basically, Odoo is what your business needs to succeed. So if you're ready to get more done in less time, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, business management made simple. All right, everybody, I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. And oh boy, do we got a big one to thank here. Cynthia, who got in her all-form order. You know, that call I made out to the listeners, Cynthia responded. Got an all-form order in, got in Sleepy Gray, and shared with it on Twitter. And Cynthia is about to be inducted into the Dream Door Society, our secret society. So I appreciate it, Cynthia. You know, our sponsors are direct response-driven, so when you support Allform or any of our other sponsors, that's what keeps them involved with the show. And that's what keeps the show here for everybody to listen to. So I appreciate it. Thank you again, Cynthia. Thank you so much. I asked and you responded and you got a sweet new sofa. So that's the first part of Sleepy Supporter Zone. If you want to be a part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, tag them, tag me. You can find our sponsors at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. And there's a link about the Sleepy Supporter Zone there too. Second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you need extra resources, there's links in the show notes right in your podcast app. And it's also about supporting the members of our community with our actions. So if you want to say Black Lives Matter, if you want to stand in solidarity with the AAPI members of our community, there's links to organizations you could connect with in the show notes. And one of the organizations I haven't talked about in a little while is the Loveland Foundation. And you can find it at lovelandfoundation.org. Loveland or Loveland. It's L-O-V-E-L-A-N-D. And the Loveland Foundation is committed to showing up for communities of color in unique and powerful ways, with a particular focus on Black women and girls. And their resources and initiatives are collaborative. They prioritize opportunity, access, validation, and healing. And there's plenty of ways to support and give at thelovelandfoundation.org. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out in the show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story, yeah.
Personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like Banana, Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm going to slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep, we do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things you're thinking about that are on your mind, you know, the past, present, future, current. I've never thought, I just realized there was a show, used to be a show on TV called A Current Affair. And it was like a info, what do you call that? A news magazine show. I think that was technically the name of that genre of program. And I said, what a general, I said, that must be the most general name. It wasn't about affairs either. It was about, affairs general. What it was like, meaning anything that's going on. You say what like a current soirees? No, but if there was a soiree, I guess they could cover it. And that was a show. I remember it starting as a kid, and then it was probably on like one of the many times in my life I had the TV on and I wasn't paying attention. It just like this, it was served as background noise while I was playing with my toys. But I just thought of that, I think because I used one of those words and I said, a current affair, that doesn't really say anything, does it? And then they said, yeah, we could talk about anything as long as it's somewhat current and whatever the generalized word of, you know, it is going on. So current and happening, maybe, I don't know. I mean, again, my vocabulary. Oh, sorry, I'm making a sleep podcast. So whatever you're thinking about, well, that's how I got to it. I said, if it's current thinking, it could be feelings, anything emotionally coming up for you. I mean, I know I have emotions about that show because I think, wait a second, wasn't that per-? And then just like there's a sound effect that goes with it when they say it, like a zinging sound effect with a twang at the end, kind of like it, like if you're practicing like if you were practicing making sound effects for archery, that was like their tag noise. Maybe there was music. I just remember the Zoom clang. I think this show was either on before or after Entertainment Tonight. I don't know. Is Entertainment Tonight still on the air? That was a show that I paid a little bit more attention to. Particularly that's where I got, you know, before Who Weekly, nowadays Who Weekly, the podcast, with Lindsay and Bobby, that's like, where you could get your real info. But where was I? I was trying to start a sleep podcast. Sorry. I thought I was doing a thesis, that was based on an ode I wrote, things on TV while I was playing with toys. I can't, and now I think I'm hearing the theme song to a show. I don't know. Is that Entertainment Tonight or something else? Okay, so feelings, anything feeling you're emotionally coming up for you or physically coming up for you. It could be other stuff, changes in time, temperature, routine, your work schedule, your personal schedule, or it could be baffling. But whatever it is that's keeping me awake, I'd like to take your mind off of stuff and keep you company while you drift off. What I propose to do, which kind of sounds counterintuitive after these tangents I've already been on, but I mean, those were both shows that started around the 80s or something, like that were on during, not during the day, after cartoons, because that was the reason why I would have just watched cartoons or been generally like had cartoons playing. Or animated television programs, technically. I would have had those on while I was playing with toys, but those end. I mean, who would have thought? They said, well, now, sorry, kids, now we got to get on other shows. There's currently there's entertainment somewhere in the world, and there's currently things going on. But I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents. Those are things you've experienced already. So I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to talk about nothing, essentially. or nothing of importance. I mean, not to, I guess I could, you could, can I throw shade at stuff that doesn't currently exist in its current format? Talk like Current Affair was not really about it. It was like that I remember, but I don't think you'd go to it for your hard news. So it, again, very similar. You say, well, it's a show about stuff. So anyway, well, I don't know what that has to do with anything. Well, this is a couple of things. If you're new, this podcast is very different. You may have already determined that. And so, like, if you're having a strange reaction, that makes sense. People come to the show and they're skeptical. And on their first listen, sometimes their skepticism deepens. And that makes sense to me because I'm skeptical about sleep stuff all the time. So if you're skeptical or doubtful, I'm glad you're like, I hope I can help you. But for most listeners, they say, hey, it takes two or three tries to get used to the show. So give it a couple tries, you know, nothing to lose. And some people just won't ever like the podcast doesn't work for everybody, but also sometimes elicits strong feelings in people of like not liking it. And that's fine, too. No, you don't have to like the show. I totally understand. This is an acquired taste, but it takes some acquiring. Those are other things on that level. This is a podcast you don't really listen to or pay attention to. So you just kind of barely listen. Just like when I was a kid there. I mean, let's just say I'm playing with my sister's toys sometimes. I may have been, you know, there is something like whatever you want to say about those Barbie dolls or whatever. Let's not get into that. But their hair could be combed. And you want to talk about a meditative practice. Here's the thing. Go to like any store that sells used to things. Do yourself a favor. This could be a new, I've tried all these techniques. None of them have really taken hold. And I realize, yeah, the people have strong, you know, Barbie is something that people have strong feelings about. Totally understand. Let's just talk about the combing hair on a Barbie. Independent of all that other stuff, I could do that all day long. Or as a kid, I don't know when the last time I did it was. I think if the last time I did it, it was not a Barbie. It was a what is it? An anthropomorphic figure from the TV show Monsterhigh. I brushed their hair. I don't think because I don't know if we have a comb. But anyway, but brushing doll's hair is meditative for me, or as a kid, I may have been doing that. I mean, I don't care if you know, I'm proud. I mean, I'm proud that it relaxed me. I wish somebody would have said, kid, keep that up, man. You're going to need that. You know what? When you go to school, you better take a doll in your backpack, one of your sister's dolls in your comb with you, cause you're going to need it. And then that would be something that plays out exactly the opposite of how you would think. It's, excuse me, teacher, before you raise your voice, or excuse me, older children, before you, let me take this doll and comb its hair. And then I would just be blissed out and they would be stunned. And I'd say, I'd appreciate it if you change, you know, just like those episodes when I have a perm. Oh boy, I've gone far afield. So this is a podcast you don't really listen to. Like I was playing with toys and not listening to the TV shows. I was aware they were on, but they were there more as an undercurrent affair. They were under my current affairs. So I wasn't really paying attention other than to the music and the sound effects. So that's this podcast. This podcast also, believe it or not, doesn't put you to sleep. It's here to keep you company while you fall asleep. Eventually, the idea is you'll fall asleep. You'll just be listening to me, and then you'll wake up tomorrow. That's why shows are over an hour, to give you plenty of time to drift off so you don't feel any pressure or anything. So it's a podcast you don't listen to. Don't fall asleep. I'm here to keep you company. Even if you can't sleep, I'll be here. But I'm here to be your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar bestie, your boar bruh. Then the structure of the show is also something that does take getting used to for some people, which is understandable. It's a different structure. Show starts off with a greeting, so you feel seen and welcome, and know that I'm doing my best to create a safe and welcoming place. Then there's listener support, and then there's support for the free podcast. Then there's an intro. The intro runs like 12 to 25 minutes of me doing what I've been doing for the past 8 or 9 minutes, rambling. But so for a regular listener, they say, okay, I wonder what Scoots is going to talk about tonight. Didn't expect it. He, like, again, once again, in almost a thousand episodes, I found stuff I probably haven't talked about before. And I'm even saving, like, the names of people, hosts are popping into my head, like, John and Liza, that's who I was thinking of. But, I could have saved that for another intro. Now, John Tesh and Liza Gibbons, that's who, when I think of, what was the name of the show, Stars Tonight? Oh, Entertainment Tonight, sorry. That's where I got my Hollywood news from, or entertainment-based news. Okay, so, the intro. It goes on and on and on. Now, regular listeners say, okay, Scoots is getting mixed up again. For most listeners, the intro offers you a chance to get some distance from the day. So if your first reaction is, what is the intro? Why are you still going on? Is this some sort of self-promotion or navel-gazing? And I'd say, navel-gazing, probably. I'm recording now, so I can't really gaze at my navel. But probably that's what I was doing when I was a kid, instead of, like, paying attention to those shows. I was gazing at the navels of my toys. So the intro eases you into bedtime. So a lot of listeners are doing some sort of other activity, like brushing doll's hair. There's definitely one or two people out there listening doing that. And I say, thank goodness, keeping the dream alive for me. Thank you. And doesn't it feel good? Isn't it relaxing? I wonder if it's relaxing. Maybe just like a, maybe it's one of those things, literally a tool in the toolbox. We keep intact, or just, you know, you could get one of those ones that you put the makeup on. That's like a 3/4 size head. Keep that put away somewhere. And then when you had a really rough day, you say, well, I'm going to brush some doll hair. It might work. So the intro, it gives you a way to get ready for bed or to start to unwind. And then get in bed and get comfortable. Now, you could skip it. 3% of listeners start the show 20 to 22 minutes. But just see how it goes. And then after the intro is business. That's how, again, it's just part of keeping the podcast free for everybody. Then there's a story. Tonight, I'll be honest, it should be a Great British Bake Off episode, but it could be something else. So I don't really know, because I'm recording it tomorrow. So I don't know what it'll be. We'll just make this an opening for, so it'll be our season finale of the Great British Bake Off. So that's exciting. And then there's some thank yous. So that's the structure of the show. The reason I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you could rest. And if you get the rest you need, your world will be better, my world will be better, and that's really important to me. And it's also important because I've been there, tossing and turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, so I know how it feels. So I want to help. So all I could tell you is give it a few tries, see how it goes, and then kind of test out, well, I'd like to start it here. I like to listen all night, or I put it on when I wake up, or I start it when I'm starting to get ready for bed, or I do some knitting. Maybe you're knitting clothes for dolls. Maybe it has nothing to do with dolls. You say, wait a second, your bedtime routine does not involve dolls? And you say, oh, figurines. I'm sorry, Uncle Merle. I think figurines and dolls are very similar, but you're polishing your figurines. Well, are you polishing them as they are in the current moment, or do you talk to them or imagine anything? Oh, so you're just polishing figurines. Okay, I apologize. I was projecting on you, because I would be talking to them or imagine. I'd say, oh, how is it? Are you familiar with the sound of music? Do you want to be a yodeler? Are those breeches or shorts you're wearing? Oh, those are breeches, but you're not wearing breeches. Oh, okay. So anyway, I'm glad you're here. I really hope I can help. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really want to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. Here's a couple ways I'm able to be here for you twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody.
All right, everybody, Scoots here. It has been a while for me, though it'll only have been a few episodes for you, for when I have seen Great British Bake Off. I mean, I'd already seen this episode, but that I actually formally recorded because I just went through the whole Mandalorian series. And I had tried to get all of the Great British Bake Off episodes done, but I just couldn't get this last final done. So it's after... So this is coming out after, before even you're listening to the last two episodes of The Mandalorian. That's when I'm recording this, but you'll be far in my future. This is the final of Collection 6, Episode 10, season or series, I forgot. And it does not open with a comedy sequence. That was one thing I noticed. But there's a teaser of the finalists, Rahul, Kim Joy, and Ruby kind of running around, obviously in the finale, bargaining, all the stages of being a reality show contestant they're dealing with. Love With Us, Leave, No Commentary, Outside Nature. Oh, that comes up next. Outside Nature. Now they walk, but they're not walking towards the tent. They're already in the tent, the three of them. I would like to frolic in the creek outside of it's probably a protected creek. So they'd say, "Sir, you can't. The queen wants to speak with you. You for frolicking in our creek. That's a heritage creek." And I say, "Well, this was on my dream list, though." Then we see aprons going on. Oh, talking heads. I wanted to cover this talking head stuff. Classic line from Rahul. They say good luck to one another. Very surreal. Rahul says, never thought I'd get this far. Very, very, very nervous. Kim Joy says, last night I was thinking, well, if I won it, that would be amazing. I'd love to win it. Ruby says, I've been on lows, highs. Can I get higher? I don't know. I mean, the competition's phenomenal. But I'm standing my ground, proud to be a part of the final three. And Sandy goes, three remaining bakers. Final challenge. Three final challenges.
They come out. Congratulations, finalists. Doesn't that sound great? Man, Sandy, especially with this episode, just seals it. Like, talk about somebody you wish you want or you aspire to be friends with. So she says, okay, first up is two batches of beautiful iced donuts. Noel says that. Six filled, six ring donuts. Iced donut challenge. Judges are looking for icing technique, beautiful decoration. Batches should be consistent in size, shape, and finish. Like me and Sandy, they said, Noel says, 3 hours on your mark, get set, bake. And they go into action right away, starting to work. Rebel's talking about stress. Batches of beautifully baked donuts, or, you know, they're not baked, 3 hours. Oh, when does he say milk? Where does he say that? The classic Raul, he says, let's see, finals just started. More I stress, the more I think about it, Raul says, but I just got to crack out. Oh, no, that's Ruby. I don't know. Raul at some point has a great milk line. Paul says, yeah, I love donuts. They're hard to make. Aerated texture. Flavors that pack a punch, beautiful golden brown. Keep it simple, but keep it perfect. And Bruce says, all the bakers have been Starbreaker twice. Level playing field, nobody out front. Fantastic competition for a final. And they go to Raul first. So we're on donuts. When you cut a donut, what are you looking for? He goes, well, I've never had a donut before I did this challenge. He laughs. Then Sandy's like, what? He goes, yeah, there's, Sandy says, is there any equivalent in India? He goes, no. And I was just not interested in deep fried bread. Paul's shocked. They show the donuts he's making. One is going to have paisley royal icing, and the other one's going to have buttercream, orange buttercream flowers. Like a wreath, which kind of gets a long pause from Paul and Prue, like buttercream. And he says, and Prue says, like to eat. And even Sandy says, well, that'll be messy. And they go, no pressure. Good luck, buddy. See you later. So he's even more nervous. Kim Joy seems a little more confident. She says, yeah, I enjoy making donuts. So doing well in the signature would be a good start, so we'll see. She's mixing. Hers are going to be an amaretto diplomat-filled donut and then a lemon ring donut with iced bumblebees and a lemon glaze. The other one will have orange glazed flavored dough because there isn't a whole lot of time. Ruby's making cinnamon dough. Holy cow, I didn't know that. She's proving 35 minutes, two different doughs, pushing herself. What's the point of going to the final and coasting? Dulce de leche and raspberry and cardamom ring donuts. The dulce de leche has cinnamon dough. Oh, boy. She said she practiced 5 times this week. Sandy says, did you take the week off work? She goes, yeah, I did, but I'm tired. Holy cow, I've been working. So organized. Very impressed. Good luck. You got to do this. Good luck in the final. Thank you. Thank you. Ruby says, yeah, I want to prove myself. So my family likes my cooking. And, you know, they're quite nice to me, but, you know, they're not always nice. They're tough. Then they show her with her family some childhood pictures at her kitchen table. Great pictures. Definitely a lot of tears in this episode for me. They talked to Sonia, her sister, who said she's always been excelled at everything, hardworking. They read one of her report cards. She's doing practicing. She even has notes up, post-it notes up everywhere. Vina, her cousin, like little inspiring notes. Cool, confident. I'm the winner. I'm Star Baker. And they say she's going to show the world of what she can do. Her mom, Kelly. I'm going to be the proudest mom in the world. And then it's back to Ruby. She has like a caramel in a can in water. Well, the baker's dough is proving they're making the fillings. So everybody's making that almond liqueur, alcohol with a kick. Let's see. So Raul's mango. Oh, he talks about David and Liz. This is, oh boy, man, talk about pulling on the heartstrings. Sandy says, who's coming to the final four? You go, so, well, I don't have any family here, but David and Liz, I like my family. They're the ones that encouraged me. David encouraged me to apply. Sandy says, we all need friends like that, don't we? And he goes, yeah. And then they show his friends and Raul looking at pictures when he was a boy visiting the Taj Mahal, not even smiling there. And they met David and Liz met him through work when he moved from India 8 years ago. He didn't know anybody. He was on his own. And they kind of look back at their relationship and how good he was at baking, how he got into it, picking up a new cuisine from a country, and now he's a top free baker. You see his friends are so proud of him. Then he talks to his parents who are also proud of him. I like how he was in his socks, like zooming with his parents. We see pictures of him as a child. And David says, my life would be a lot poorer if I hadn't met Raul. Then Noel says, you're halfway through. He puts up a donut to his eye, red donut, touching stuff. Everybody starts cutting their donuts to make them uniform in size. Kim Joy's even making sure she's weighing her donuts out. So very precise. They all want to weigh. She wants them all to be 50 grams, and then I'll know they're all cooked. And then you have to proof the donuts after you assemble them. Precision, chocolate rainbows. Kim Joy's making what looks like bees, but also something that looks like UFOs. And I'm not sure if those were UFOs. I'll have to check. Kim Joy, talking. Oh, and she talks to Nabil, her partner. I think it is UFO. So they show them looking at old pictures, talking about how they met, pictures from them on a trip, some of her notes. Because, yeah, I met Kim Joy at a board game night. She's into baking. It's like heaven being with a baker. And he goes, she's like a mad artist throwing stuff together. She just creates incredible things, beautiful art. One of her friends says, I feel bad eating it because it's so pretty. And they all talk about how proud they are of her. And get in the finals. And she's going to win. Like, where they're confident in their friend. She's going to do it. And they even, Nabil gives her like a handshake like he's Paul. Noel looks at the bees. He says, holy cow. Then a real bee lands on a fake bee. And then he makes jokes about it, wiggling. He layers the jokes. He says, yeah, sexy time, maybe? He's going to be embarrassed when he goes back to the hive. There's just two great jokes on top of one another. Then there's a shot of a real bee. Then they say 1 hour left. And everybody's getting ready to cook. They do the warning about the frying. Rahul's having buttercream stress at some point. Fry time, perfect temperature. Ruby's doing 180 degrees. Kim Joy in 2.5 minutes. Ruby 2 minutes or Kim Joy two. I don't know. Ruby 2.5 minutes. Kim Joy 2 minutes in flip. Then there's a flip phase sequence. Second time stress, normal stress. Raul, you know, he's always like a bit under duress. You don't want raw dough. Some peoples are getting a little overcooked and a little bit misshapen. Say, come on, please don't do that to me. Kim Joy runs to get a second timer. And, Sandy says, extra stress, Raul stress. No. Massive air bubble on one of Ruby's. The donuts come out. 15 minutes, telling the donuts, what does that mean? Like following Ruby on set? I don't know, I have to see what that is. Raul, oh, his bag blows out. That's coming up. I carried away, get this over with. Outside shot, bakers, you have 15 minutes. Kim Joy, Ruby's filling hers pretty effectively. Same with Kim Joy. Kim Joy's weighing his, but Raul's is jammed, so his blows up. He had a lot of setbacks, which was a setup for a comeback. You know, that's what a setback is, if you say that. But yeah, he's working. He loses his mango. Such a big mess, he says. mango on your wrist and collar. Have you had an affair with a mango? Noel says everybody's getting their Kim Joy's getting her lemon glaze, white chocolate for Ruby. Raul's down on himself. 1 minute left. What? Everybody says, oh no. So they're trying to get him done, hoping the judges will love the decorations. Some kind of spray. I don't know what the spray is, finishing spray or something. Everybody's decorating. Swervy donuts. Ruby says, drip, 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 drip. Place your donuts at the end of your stations. Signature done. Everybody, oh boy. Then Kim Joy goes first. Uniform shape good, delicious decadent, nice texture, nice and light, very nice, heavy, something heavy. I hear they're eating it right now on screen. Kim Joy is, the ring donuts are very uniform, ununiform. Quite dark on the bottom, so, but this one's light. Oh, so not uniform. Inconsistent. Shapes round, though. And decorations delicate. Carefully done. Nice texture inside. Nice and light. Nice and lemony, Prue says. Great color, great texture, got flavor. Then, wow, these are heavy, these ones. A lot of filling in there. Almond liqueur, yes. Paul just keeps saying lots of filling. Very almondy. Great flavor, Paul says. A lovely flavor, Bruce says. And she goes, you could have gone overboard. I might come back and eat it, because Prue loves that liqueur and the food. Then they go to Ruby. Cardamom and raspberry ring donuts. Great designs. She's got a good spacey one. Bit of dripping, though. Let's take a look. They cut the ring in half. Good texture. It's light. But chocolate's very sticky. I'm not sure if that was the right way to go. Paul says a basic donut is excellent. But it's too sweet and too sticky, the topping. Then they take the filled, and Paul says it's underfilled. Takes a bite. Prue takes a bite. They don't even say anything, so you know it's not good. Bit boring. Needed lots of filling in there, and lighter icing maybe, because how much sugar can you get? Thanks, Ruby. So Ruby's like, oh boy. And she had missed filling even one of them. Then they go to Rahul, and his colors are amazing, they say. But Bruce says they have such personality. Over-decorated, maybe, Paul says. But he goes, let's see the flavor. And then Noel says, if I have a funeral, bring this wreath donut, put it on, you know, bring it for me. A little dark and oily, though. Texture's a little bit tight, Paul says. Underproved. Eats it, he says. Far too much buttercream. And so we don't get to, he goes, just buttery. He goes, I don't want to taste butter when I eat my donut. He goes, I like the height of the filled donut. Massive. Too much filling. Oh my goodness. And they eat it, and then... So the texture's better, lighter than the first one, but, and I do like that mango filling, mango bomb, because it's absolutely stuffed. Thank you very much. Noel says, yeah, don't forget that. I put it on my pass away stone. Ross says, yeah, that's too much. I agree with her feedback. Dear me. He always says that, dear me. Ruby says, well, it's not the best to start, so I don't make it easy, though. Just relax, keep going, on to the next challenge. Kim Joy goes, Prue really liked it. I love the flavors. It's my last chance to win a technical, which would be lovely. No pressure, though. Then we see some sheep, some sun, and it's hot, I guess, and the temperature's about to go up a notch, Sandy says. Noel comes, this is the last technical. Paul, any advice? Make good use of your heat source, he says, which is, everybody says, that's weird. And they send them off. Can you lay any of these foresters? Oh, that was that other thing. Talking heads. Got that. Ovens are out of bounds. So are your workbenches, because we're going outside. Are you with us? Everybody's like, what? Get your trays and come with us. Their trays are very heavy, and they make them carry them, at least on camera. They go outside. There's campfires, umbrellas. I guess they have to make 6 pita breads with 3 dips out in the garden. You can also catch some preparation for the final finale part tomorrow. So that must have been a little bit distracting. And they say, okay, for your technical challenge, 6 pita on the campfire. You get them. I mean, Top Chef's done this too. It's not something I really like, is where you throw people for a curve this late in the game and say, you've excelled so far. I'm sure they got a lot of criticism online, so I don't need to criticize this. It's just like it happens in a lot of these cooking shows where it's like, can you shake it up earlier then? Or maybe do it for a challenge where you win something else, but you can't get eliminated. And they have to build the fire and manage the fire, everything. So it's really, this is a bit of a mess. Ruby does say, Bear Grylls, eat your heart out. Then they go to Paul, campfire pita bread. Prue says, why'd you pick that? And Paul goes, well, never done it before. Bacon bread on a hot stone's been around for thousands of years. So it'd be a good challenge. But you can have the right temperature to make a good pita because it puffs up. It's too hot, it'll take out the yeast and be more of a flatbread. So there's 3 dips. That's another important thing. Lots of ingredients to play with that goes well with pita bread. Roasted something. And Paul goes, yeah, I love this one. So they're going to get hot under the collar. Temperature's going to be, he loves this. So they're cooking. They got to prove, they even have to make the dough and prove it. So you got to keep it, Ruby's like, I think it'll be a little bit wetter on the dough. And Kim Joy says, it's been a while, so it's, and it's wholemeal flour. So she's like, yeah, we got to work this. So a lot of kneading going on, eyebrows running down people's faces, really hot. Noel even tries to play that up. And then they try to let their thing proof for 30 minutes in different places. Then they make their dips. What do we got? 3 dips. I still don't know what they are. One's like a good group, like a baba ganoush, salsa verde or something. But they're all trying to figure out the fire because you got to let it die. You got to make a fire and then let it die down to the coals. Oh, like a roasted pepper and onion one too. But again, they're all trying to figure it out as they go. So a lot of work. They're trying to blacken the peppers on the fire. Stuff's rolling around. Sandy and Noel don't even know what to do because they're like, Raul says, help. Can I use some help? Sandy says, we can't really help you. He like raises his hand. She goes, are you panicked? He goes, I don't know what I'm doing. And he goes, I don't know. And Sandy, he goes, my peppers are burning. And she goes, yeah, I better get out of here. And then they say how much time they have left. They play a little badminton. Everybody's trying to get their, peppers together. Make the dips burnt down. Peppers over a log. Roll, no. 1 hour left. Let's go. Badminton. Oh, they don't have anything to mash other than their hands. So they're trying to mash up their stuff. Peel and chop on a dip down. Rahul didn't like baba ganoush. He blows on a smoky pepper. That's cool. Half an hour. 6 equal pitas. And Ruby's like, I think men are a little thick. Got to puff it up like pita bread. So they heat up their slate. They're cooking on slate. Raul's blowing on his fire with something. And everybody's waiting for us to puff. There's no puffing. Yeah. There's no puffing. Kim Joy something. Everyone but squad on extra 5 minutes. Let's see. Spray the pita with the za'atar and water. They're using like even, yeah, they're really in, Ruby had put her za'atar in something else. Yeah, I don't know what they did. Probably the dough's not hot enough. Too much heat will kill the yeast. A pit of bread won't rise. Covered that part. Raul's very focused on heating his fire. He would be a good fire tender. But yeah, this is just a rough challenge. I think they do just end up being like, okay, not much puffing, little bubbles on Kim Joy's, but nowhere near. It's too hot for Rahul and Ruby, and they're getting a little crispy. One of Kim Joy's burns, but she had enough extra, what do you call it, to make one more. Squidges one extra out. So everybody's trying again. 5 minutes left, and these are going to be flat as a shoe. Total, I mean, everybody's just like, these are you're turning out awful, which is understandable. And Stress City, oh no, that is bad. Damage control, disgraceful, disgraceful, bin that one. Utter disgrace, diabolical. Then they get back and it's like, okay, we're looking for beautifully baked pita breads. Who versus whose? So they line everybody's up next to their photographs, get out of the sun. They say, Ruby says, I'll never complain about the tent again. And they start with Raul's charred on some places. They're baked, but more of a flatbread than a pita. Flamed pepper. Got a kick. They like, I mean, his dips are superior. Baba Ganoush and the cherry or something. Texture's nice. Kim Joy's, they're thinner, much better shape. Slight envelope, but it's charred. Za'atar's burnt. Then they have the dips. Nice flavor. Salsa verde. It's got a nice kick. Paul's like taking it back. Then they go to Ruby's, thickest and the smallest. They need to be thinner. Let's try the dips. Salsa Verde's got za'atar. Something just poked me in the mouth. They like the pepper one. Nice blend. And they say, oh boy, this is going to be tricky. Who has triumphed in the final technical? In third spot, they have Ruby. Too bad with the big problem was with the breads. Second place is Rahul. If it was a dip competition, you would have been on top. But your bread was a little charred, a little bit thick. And first place, Kim Joy. And she laughs. She's very proud of herself. She's really, I think, the first two competitions, head and shoulders above everybody. And they go, yeah, you did good. That's a compliment. And she's like, finally, I want a technical on the talking head sequence. I can sleep well tonight. Ruby says, I didn't come in last. I came in third. But, I just do my best tomorrow. A good night's sleep. Come tomorrow morning. Raul says, I'll have my glass of milk. That's it. My favorite part of the episode. 28 minutes into the episode. Get some sleep, have my milk, and I'll put my everything into tomorrow. And the sun sets, then they have a sun, like a shot of the sun, and they say, okay, one channel remaining. Everybody marches in. They're in the tent again. We see set up for the party outside. Family and friends will discover who wins. They have to say, okay, Kim Joy won the technical. This is the table talk. Kip Bruce says, yeah, it's close. Kim Joy did well in the signature. Yeah, they all did okay. You've worked this hard. It sounded the last challenge. Noel's showing a lot of skin. His shirt's unbuttoned way down. Someone's going to have to excel. It's going to come down to the baking. And baking will choose the winner. Paul also has like 3 buttons down on his shirt. Noel's shirt doesn't have any more buttons, so that's just the style. And he's lucky that his chest isn't very hairy, so he can get away with it. So they go back in, and they get ready to announce like what's going on. Welcome back, final challenge. You can feel the sense of calm. This is your show, last showstopper, and Paul and Prue want you to create a landscape dessert, incredible landscape dessert, a delight for the senses, visually exciting, texturally stunning, taste sensation, and this is your last chance to shine. And I think we should remind them just to rub it in. This is it. 4.5 hours. On your marks, get set, bake. And Kim Joy says, usually this starts when I'm the most stressed. But Ruby says, nothing big, just the finals. Bruce, extraordinarily excited and nervous. Concepts just as important as a bake, Bruce says. Landscape that we're not expecting. Perfectly executed. Paul says he wants 3 elements. A cake, nice and light with flavor. Biscuits with a nice snap. And something else. I know all the criteria. And Bruce says, I hope nobody's too ambitious. It's 32 degrees and rising. Paul's like, I know, no idea who's going to win. They check in with Ruby. She's doing a magical landscape. 3 main elements, a shoe mountain in the background, shortbread hills, passion fruit cake, and a sweeping praline dust pathways with salted pistachio brittle stepping stones, blueberry compote, cardamom hills, shoe mountain with lemon something cream pâtissier with unicorns on the cakes. Isomalt like a lake, and they say, good luck, try your best. She says, okay. And Noel wants to talk unicorns. He goes, unicorns are in baking, minotaurs, not so much. Minotaurs, he says, so. Kim Joy is going to be minotaur free, but she will have mythology because she's doing the Lost City of Atlantis. She loves fantasy. And she goes, I feel like I live in a fantasy world anyway. Ginger cake and ginger biscuit recipes that won Kim Joy Star Baker and Spice Week. Waiting to be discovered. Salted caramel well and treasure chest. Fondant seahorses. Isomalt coral. But there's one ancient mystery Kim Joy has to solve. She needs ancient Greek. She says, Sandy, can you look up ancient Greek for Atlantis for me? She says, I'll do it. No problem. Leave it with me. His timer doesn't work. That's one. He's doing a rock garden because the Victorian explorers started rock gardens when they went to different countries, and then they brought it back with them, or they discovered them. And he goes, came to do my PhD here. I don't know. I guess I miss him, what he's saying, but he's doing this edible rock garden, cardamom-filled shoe, 2-tier chocolate orange cake, a lemon chican mound, pond filled with orange curd, ginger biscuit stepping stones, chocolate, soil, pralines, everything, making plants. He goes, I can't afford to waste a single moment. And then one of his jars just breaks from the heat in the thing. And this... really like a storage jar just from the heat in the room. So that sets him back because then they have to deal with all that. And you see the production team jump into action. And they see, he says, yeah, I got to start over because, and I mean, this wasn't his fault. So it ends up they make it right, but he's like so far behind and stressed. But you do see them get back into action. You see him talking to the production team. She's like 20 minutes. I just lost 20 minutes of my schedule. They're watching Kim Joy and Ruby are in control, but Rahul's got himself in a tiz. Tiz, they say. And Paul says he might be pushing himself too much. We'll have to see his mindset, because if he's in this mindset, and he says, yeah, I got to calm myself down. Sandy checks in with him. He goes, maybe I need to stop baking. She goes, are you behind? He goes, yeah. And she goes, can I kiss you on the cheek? Yeah. He goes, kiss me on my forehead too. And he goes, yeah, that helps. So then Kim Joy and Ruby are starting to put stuff in the oven, their biscuits and their dough, and getting everything ready. So, yeah, it's interesting. They're doing all their assembly. Then Rahul's getting caught up. He starts getting stuff in the oven. Paul checks in. You calm down? And he goes, I'm really relying on this chocolate cake. He goes, if it's not okay, I'm toast. Prue's spying on Kim Joy. They give him an extra 15 minutes, which is the same amount of time they said that he lost. Will it be enough, though? For his rock garden, he needs the time to bake not just one, but two cakes, two different types of cakes. The chacon sponge, I got to crack on, he says. Then Noel's in Paul's chair. He goes, I'm practicing being a bit more judgmental. And Sandy goes, 3 hours. He goes, that wasn't a very good time call. And she goes, well, that's judgmental. Kim Joy's making a biscuit well. I don't know. Raul's doubting his cakes, but as they come out of the oven, Ruby's making her shoe. Kim Joy drinks this, like, this one's interesting. Just call my, I don't know why, 20 minutes left in the episode. She's drinking some sort of sparkling strawberry-colored drink. And just, she's, like, really thirsty because it's so hot. I said, that's a smart move, but what is she drinking? Finalists have to juggle the concoctions and creations, mascarpone, cheese icing, orange flavoring, lemon creme pat for my shoe. That's for the filling for Ruby's. Rahul's making orange curd. He's coloring it blue, though. Blueberry dipping sauce for Ruby. 20 stages. Oh, we also get to see a lot of their notes and their process. Everybody's running around, proving impossible. Kim Joy's putting hers together like a jigsaw puzzle. She's like, I'm trying to assemble this. And then Noel has a good round of commentary. He goes, you really are whimsical. I associate you with whimsy. And I love how you don't care and just go for it. She goes, yeah, I like whimsical stuff. He goes, Ruby's doing unicorns, but I don't think she's whimsical. He says this loud enough for everybody to hear it. He goes, more stroppy. And Kim Joy goes, stroppy. And Ruby says, I'm not stroppy. I don't even know what that means either. Stroppy and whimsical. Rahul, what about you? He goes, depressing. That's how I'd describe me in one word. They have 90 minutes left. And they've still got a lot of work to do. They're starting to do the toppings and the assembly. Kim Joy's is like, yeah, mine's going to be a little rustic. We see Ruby's map. Hers is really well mapped out. I mean, she has like a full, like a scale map, which I said, well, that's really good planning. Raul's like, oh boy, I'm too much. I'm in a mess. Oh boy. I'm going to start making my crumb pat. Kim Joy's making her things. Ruby's trying to grab her stuff when different timers, I didn't realize too, you don't necessarily know if you're not at your station, if your timer's going off, because they think they're all using two stations. So they even have more room and they get the shoe in the oven. I don't know what shoe is. I guess I never learned that this year either. It's like a puff pastry, I guess. I don't know. Puff pastry puff. Then Sandy comes through with Atlantis Island written on ancient Greek on the back of the pond. Joke sign from back of French week or whatever. Raul forgot to set his timer for a shoe pastry. 1 hour left. Noel and Sandy have switched seats. And he says, I got to go host the other show. I think it's probably a show Sandy hosts. Raul's begging and bargaining with his shoe that doesn't collapse. Ruby's making these mint chantilly mushrooms, not of chantilly lace, but with chantilly that you taste, I guess. Multitasking, making caramel. But Raul's even getting his platform ready. Kim Joy's making decorative seaweed. Everybody's trying to push through. It's going to be okay. Isomalt. I think Carmel got a little burned for Ruby. She's running low on time. 15 minutes left. And putting the shoe on. Everybody's spray painting and decorating. Kim Joy makes these amazing seahorses, too. Snowtop Mountains, painting a seahorse. What color is a seahorse? Kim Joy asks. Ruby's marshmallows or mushrooms are melting. She's trying to make Ruby's trying to make a bowl, and she actually gets a little too hot on her thumb or something. Bowl just does not work with the time she has left. Noel looks at the camera. Everybody's running. Some of the side things on Kim Joy's, some of her decorative stuff is just absolutely amazing. Her treasure box does thing. Raul starts making these amazing cactuses. I wanted to eat those. Kim Joy or Ruby's unicorns look more like puppies a little bit. There's a lot of shaking going on with Raul. Kim Joy and Ruby are getting into their final assembly because their time is up. Raul has 15 minutes left, which has got to be stressful because everybody's just watching him. But such good hugs between Ruby and Kim Joy. Raul's running around in the last minutes, lots of hugs and tears. And he's trying to get his pond done. And I mean, everybody's feeling for him. You could tell he's really well loved because I mean, Sandy's face and Noel's face, even Kim Joy and Ruby's face. And they say 1 minute and he says, okay, I don't know if I'm missing anything or not, but, tries to do a little bit last green algae spray paint and, one last piping of Decker stuff. It splashes out again and his time's up. He takes about 40 deep breaths. Then he hugs Kim Joy and Ruby. His hands are covered, so he can't actually hug them. They're hugging him. And they say, well done. Everybody's clapping. Sandy and Noel hug and laugh. They've left home now. They've grown up. Sandy's crying. I was definitely crying. Then they go sit outside. We start to see that this festival's going on with acrobatics and fun rides for the kids, picnicking, run around balloon animals. Then we hear interviews. So we see Briony first. It feels like I just left, which is kind of true. It feels like I've been gone forever. Then we hear John. He goes, yeah, the kids are loving this party. Manon says, I'm cheering on Rubes, queen of the technicals. Dan thinks Kim Joy has it for unique artistry. Antony thinks Raul's going to have it. And the other guy, I forgot a couple people's names. But then Karen says, I don't care. Good luck, whoever. She's not rooting for anybody. Said, okay. Then we say, okay, Ruby's up first to bring her showstopper up to be judged. And Noel helps her carry it up. Paul studies it. And he says, tell us about your landscape, please. She goes, a magical landscape, a shoe mountain, lemon creme pat, a blueberry dipping sauce, passion fruit cake, and a unicorn. And they go, okay, this shoe pastry looks rocky, impressive. Goes, there's a bowl here, though. And she goes, yeah, I tried to make an isomalt bowl, but it didn't work. Tries a biscuit, cardamom, orange butter, cream. and say, well, it's very crisp, nice flavor, buttery, how it should be. Very good. The mushrooms are melted. Chantilly, raspberry gel, but it was too hot. Nice, a beautiful flavor comes through, delicious. Then they take the cake, ball bites it first, and a beautiful sponge, flavors well, lovely. Then they do the shoe, and that one's not, doesn't work. It's a bitter, caramel is overcooked. Creme pat's good, but too bad about the caramel. Overall flavors, overall is good. Thank you very much. And they take it away. So you're like, okay, Ruby's in pretty good shape. Then they say, Raul, would you like a hand? Sandy gives Raul a hand. They bring his up. Thank goodness they got up there. I don't know why they didn't have a cart, but I guess transforming it to the cart. Say, okay, my show suffers an interpretation of a rock garden. Chocolate cake, buttercream, within buttercream, orange flavored. Shoe mound on top, lemon jacquand, then a pond of orange, colored orange curd, shoe pastry, cream mousseline, cardamom, chocolate soil, some biscuits, like stepping stones. And he goes, sorry, I talk a lot. And they say, well, this is impressive. It looks natural. It's so natural, it doesn't make my mouth water, Bruce says. And Paul goes, yeah, it's a sludge pond. But then they take a biscuit of the stone, dip it in the sludge. He goes with, he leans in and they say, holy moly, this is good. Delicious. Melts in your mouth. Curd. Holy, whoa. Then they say these shoe buns look hideous. Praline, shoe, cardamom, and caramel. And Prue puts one in and they say, whoa. This is delicious. Their minds are blown. Comes through your taste buds, one flavor after another. They pull the cake out, Italian meringue buttercream. Prue takes a bite of the cake. She goes, whoa, this is lovely. Chicane, well-baked, aerated, excellent, Paul says. Then they take out the chocolate cake. Paul takes a bite and... Bruce says, if the other cake wasn't so good, this would have been amazing by itself. It's a very good cake. And Paul says, perfectly baked, clever, thinking things through, Bruce says. Flavors are good. Well done. So then Kim Joy's like, I got to go after that, which really kind of is not, I don't know if they draw for that or what. So Kim Joy gets help from Noel. They bring it up to the front, and Bruce says, wow, this looks great. Lost City of Atlantis, she says, ginger biscuit, ginger cake, caramel, praline, very colorful, very original, quite some delicate work in there. But they said, we would have liked to see the cake a little bit taller. They take the cake out. Paul takes a bite, and Prue takes a bite, and say, okay, well, it's like a Jamaican sticky ginger cake. Cake's delicious, well-baked, flavor of the orange goes well, no, he said, doesn't go well with the ginger. What'd you use? And she says, extract. He goes, well, you should have used zest, would have given it more tang. They have a biscuit with the caramel, and Prue says, nice caramel, nice ginger biscuit, but then... You had a ginger cake, Bruce says. So the ginger cake was gingery. Biscuit's kind of a letdown. And Kim Joy, you could tell, she's like, oh, no. And I go, yeah, you got ginger cake. You're missing a trick here. You could have done something more. Falls a little bit flat. They also use this, like, focus poll in different times during the judging. But yeah, you gotta feel for Kim Joy. She does a whole, like, maintain some dignity, even though it's like really, I mean, that must have been really hard because she was so far ahead, I felt. Then they go to the outside, largest crowd we've ever seen at a competition, waiting for the final decision. We do one last table talk. I think Kim Joy played it safe. Bruce says the style is rough and ready. That's what he says about Rahul. I loved Ruby's passion fruitcake. Sponge was delicious. Biscuit was great. So Sandy says we have an outright winner. And they say, well, we could look at the challenges together. They all did very, very well. But someone stuck their neck out. And then Bruce says, one of the most consistent bakes. Another absolutely shown on design. They say, well, good luck. There's several hundred people out there waiting for who you want to win. And then everybody claps as the winners or the three finalists come out. They're holding their bakes. And it's cool, really well decorated. You see some of their family and friends. Kim Joy says, she said, I'm so happy. And then they start hugging each other. She hugs John. And she says, hopefully I've done enough. Raul sits with his two friends. And they, you can see, he goes, I've done enough of everything. I just can. And they even laugh. You see, you got a mess all over yourself. Ruby says, yeah, I'm a comeback kid. She hugs Briny. Briny says, don't cry. She goes, Paul liked the cake. She gives Anthony a hug. And introduces Rahul to her family. She says, Ruby says, I'm more than happy with, you know, I did the best I could. So then the judges and the hosts come out with flowers. I don't know if that's for first, second, and third. I didn't understand that, but everybody claps. Sandy says, thanks for coming. Let's get the finalists to come forward. A round of applause for them. And everybody claps. Beautiful, beautiful moment. So they stand up front. Everybody's cheering. They all hold hands, all the contestants. Ruby says, I love you all. And Noel says, I wish it could be all three of you, but you've been amazing. I love you all, but only one winner. And I like how they don't wait or anything. They don't have any gimmicks. They just say, and the winner is, there's a pause for a few beats, but they say, Rahul, who, I mean, I don't know. I really loved a lot of the contestants, but that was my favorite contestant. And then Kim Joy, you know, so it's like, I don't know. And if you want another heart-wrenching moment of joy for 20, I mean, when he wins his face, but then his friend's face, she is so happy for him. Oh, and she's like looking at people. Oh, it's just, and then everybody's hugging. I'm getting choked up. Holy moly. It's just, you're just so happy for a contestant. I don't know. I mean, this is where the show really excels. Paul even has a moment of humanity. I mean, that's a bit, like he says, well done, mate. Very proud of you. Your mom would be proud of you. And he goes, what are you going to say? I don't know. I said, wow, even Paul's making me choke up. Sandy hugs him. She even whispers something to him. And Rahul says, I don't even know what to say now. Then all the other contestants come out. There's more hugging and cheering. Prue talks about how, you know, his journey from unconfident that he kept going, never reined in his ambition, tried to do more than everybody else, paid off. And Paul's kind of loves it. I mean, he says, geez, this is one, he's one of these characters, and he doesn't even have any idea how good he is. And he goes, I'm going to miss him. He goes, he's one of those people you miss when they're not around. And he goes, his intensity and just so good at it. I don't know. So really nice moment. He goes, that's what's magic about him. Then they present him to the audience. Everybody cheers. Kim Joy says, yeah, I'm pleased for him. I got into the final, so that speaks for itself. Then the whole cast that's present hugs one another. Ruby says, 11, you know, this is the best experience of my life. I wouldn't change anything. And then Rahul connects with his friends. Again, he says, I don't know what to say. I don't know whether to laugh or cry or what. I don't know. I just feel like I need to talk with my mom. So then he calls his mom. Holy cow. He just keeps getting. And he says, hello, ma. And he says to her in Bengali, you know, it says, like, let's see, what, oh, for some reason it's not coming through. Let me change, I'll be right back. Well, I mean, I'm not going anywhere, but I got to turn off this English subtitles. So he says in such a formal manner, but he's holding this flower. They gave the flowers to the contestants, so he's holding flowers. But then he calls his mom. He's sitting on the stone wall. As some dude walks by with like a plate of food, he goes, "They've announced the results. And according to this year's results, I've won." And she says, "Oh, this is so much happy news. I've been praying. And oh, I'm so, you know, I wanted you to have the strength." And she's just so happy for her son. And she says, "So happy." He goes, "Yeah, she's happy about it." He says to the camera. So just beyond cute. Then it fades out. And then they lift him up, all the other cast members, and they lift him up over his head. He goes, "No, don't do that." But they lift him up and carry him around, and they're cheering for him, dancing. Then it pauses. Then it goes to kind of like a postscript. Since this last year's Bake Off, bakers have been meeting up across the country. In London, Ruby Manon and Anthony have been enjoying nights in with wine. So we see them enjoying wine. Then it cuts to Melda coming in from Northern Ireland to hang out with them. Then in West County, Terry Briney, Terry and Briney's daughter Nora for ice cream. Then in the North, Luke, I forgot your name, Karen, Kim, Joy, and Raul have been taking turns hosting dinner parties and laughing. Dan still loves bacon for his family, and Constance, who puts pie in his face. John's still supporting his Welsh football team and bakes for his family, and he's going to be a granddad. Then Rahul's parents came over to spend some family time, so they show him like presenting like a cake to them that he's a traditional English bake. They also hold his trophy. They're so happy for him. His mom holds his face, so cute. And that ends the season of the great, it was great British baking, Bake Off baking show. And it was such a joy to cover. And so that's it. Hope you're sleeping well. If you're a patron, you probably, we might have already gone through all the, yeah, we probably went through all those extra behind the scenes or behind the facts episodes too. So good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank Anne, Elizabeth, and Cornelia. Thank you. Thanks. And good night, Abby, Zach, and Leah. Thank you. Thanks. And good night, Zoe, Sue, and Christina. Thank you. Thanks. And good night, Kate, Tomoko, and Runicle. Thank you. Thanks. And good night, Sarah, Soya, and Lisa. Thank you. Thanks. And good night, Kathy, Monique, and Vilka. Thanks. And good night, Jessica, Rochelle, and Hope. Thank you. Thanks. And good night, Kurt, Tom, and Jacqueline. Thanks. And good night, Carrie, Sean, and Melissa. Thanks. And good night, Dick, Jamie, and Elizabeth. Thank you. Thanks. And good night, Andrea, Kurt, and Melissa. Thanks. And good night, Sam, Neptune, and Kyle. Thank you. Thanks. And good night, Cameron, Mr. Pants, and Ryan. Thanks. And good night. And Eric and Heather. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Sleeping Is Here is a free podcast because people support the show directly and like either be sponsors or Patreon. So that's how we're able to be here. And then it grows by people just spreading the word for free. Even just about podcasting in general, if you let people know about podcasting in general, it's a huge help. And I'll tell you more about the referral program here at the end of the show. Thanks, and good night. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody.